I don't know about what goes on between the First and Deputy First Minister. It seems to be a strange relationship most of the time, to put it mildly. I can tell you that, as far as I'm aware anyway, the SDLP were unaware of plans to hold this event at Stormont. I think it would be good to see the specific details of the plans, but I don't think it is the sort of event that we should seek to make partisan politics out of. I think we should approach it from the point of view that if an event is taking place, it should take place in a way that is respectful to the status of the Stormont estate as the seat of shared power for our region, but one which doesn't seek to exclude any tradition either. So I'm not exercised in principle about the event, although I do think, certainly talking from an SDLP perspective, that it would have been useful and helpful and much better had, people had an honest conversation about what was being planned.
Is it tolerable that you weren't consulted?
Well, there is this bizarre situation, Stephen, around the status of the Stormont estate. It's under the Department of Finance and Personnel. I personally think it is regretful that we weren't consulted, but I think that probably isn't the substantial issue. The substantial issue is whether or not we are all able to reach a position of genuine respect and genuine reconciliation. Now, Martin McGuinness has a great duty as Deputy First Minister to play a lead role in building respect and reconciliation. And it has been the view of my party for as long as there has been devolved government in this region that the Deputy First Minister has certain duties, and they're duties to all the people of the North, everyone in the North, as Deputy First Minister for everyone. And one of those duties is to show respect to those heads of state that are most important to us. And the ones that are most important to us, frankly, are the President of Ireland, the Queen of England, the fellow European leaders, and the President of the United States, I would suggest. And I don't understand why Sinn Féin still seek to make partisan politics about whether they will or won't meet the Queen of England. I mean, it's just as bad as the DUP carrying on about whether they would or would not meet the Pope. And what I would like to see from Martin McGuinness is some positive leadership, some real genuine leadership, which demonstrates to everyone in this region that he understands the duties that his office bring with him. And they're not duties to the Republican movement alone. They're not duties just to the nationalist community, but duties to everyone. And those duties can best be exercised. And I would suggest to him that his republicanism can best be illustrated by having the maturity and the confidence in his own political belief, like I have in mine, and his own sense of identity, like I am proudly Irish, to be able to shake the hand of another head of state without feeling as if it's a big deal.
Danny Kinahan, did you know about this? We'll handle both matters. First of all, did you know about this big Jubilee party in Stormont?
No, we didn't know. We'd be in the same position as Connell's just made out. And we're often left out of things, but at the same time, it happens at such a timing in the week that it wouldn't necessarily have fed through until we all meet together. But I think we're seeing here a huge mistake in that we're meant to be promoting a few years of joint celebration and recognising each other's futures. And at the same time, here we've seen an enormous success of the Queen's trip to the South, and yet Sinn Féin are about to make the same mistake again. I think, you know, we know the Queen is there for everybody. For, you know, it's not just...
Well, you don't know what Sinn Féin's going to do.
Be interesting to see. I just think it's an enormous mistake, and they should have kept quiet and sorted the matter out amongst themselves.
So you think they're preparing the ground to say no?
No, I don't. I don't think they'd be that daft.
So what's the mistake?
We'll see.
Well, look, don't be talking in smoke and mirrors, for goodness sake. It's too early in the morning for that. What are you talking about?
I'm not sure what you're asking. I mean, we will find out during the day. I mean, we know that they saw it was a mistake when they were against the Queen going to Dublin. We then saw the huge success of her visit there. We've just seen the enormous success of the Jubilee for everybody. There were events held, including one here in Temple Patrick, where every side of the community came. You know, the Queen is there for everybody, totally inclusive. And yet here we have Sinn Féin looking as if they're about to say, we're not going to talk to her. And it's almost an insult. In fact, it is an insult.
And if Martin McGuinness stands up today and says that he will shake the Queen's hand, he will meet the Queen, what would that say about Martin McGuinness?
I think it would say a great deal for Martin McGuinness. We saw him in answer to a question in the chamber the other day, indicating that he changed his opinion of her, but still very much putting the Sinn Féin line that she's still the Queen of another state. Well, she isn't. She's the monarch of our state, and has to be recognised as such. And you've just heard from Connell that we should be recognising all heads of state whenever they come to us.
Obviously, we're going to find out later today. Let me know what you think. The Culture Minister, Carol Nahoolan, was speaking about this Stormont party on yesterday's Sunday Politics programme to Tara Mills. She was asked if she was looking forward to it.
Well, I mean, I found out about this party, this garden party, through the media. It hasn't been agreed by the executive. I assume this is something that's been concocted by the NIO and discussions probably with the DUP. And what we need to remember is that Stormont is a place, a shared site. I won't be obviously going to the garden party or any other event associated with the Jubilee, but I do respect the significance that the British Queen has here. But I also respect the fact that we're trying to promote shared services and shared sites and a shared future. And the fact that, you know, this has been done without any discussion with ourselves sort of jars with me, to be quite honest about it.
Well, did Martin McGuinness know about it?
Well, I'm sure Martin McGuinness found it like I did on the TV or off the radio, and that's not the way to do business. The NIO, you know, should realise by now that there's devolution and these things should be organised in conjunction with local ministers.
So will nobody from Sinn Féin be attending the party?
Well, I won't be attending the party.
It was put forward that you would decide what way somebody from
That's
Sinn
correct.
Féin would meet the Queen. Has that now been decided?
No, it hasn't been decided yet.
Do you feel a real sense of unease about it if someone, say, for instance, Martin McGuinness, did meet the Queen, perhaps in Enniskillen then, if he's not going to be at the Stormont event, and shook her hand? Would you personally have a problem with that?
I mean, again, this is about speculation. But Martin McGuinness has provided excellent leadership. But Martin, like myself, is governed by the party.
But would you be happy if he meets the Queen? But
let's be straight about this and let's be clear. I'm an Irish Republican. I don't recognise the Queen here as being the head of the state. I have a problem with that. And other Republicans will have a problem with that as well.
Well, that's the Culture Minister. 0845 955 678. Martin McGuinness expected to make a statement later today. Let's find out if he'll meet the Queen. Do you think he should? 0845 955 678. How would you feel, Danny Kinahan, about the Pope coming to Stormont?
We should treat the Pope in exactly the same way. We're into a new world and we've got to recognise each other's leaders, and I certainly would have no problem, and I think most people in Stormont would have no problem.
Stephen?
Yes, Conor, go ahead.
Stephen, I just wanted to make, I think, what's an important point about something Carol said there, that she didn't recognise the Queen as the head of state in the United Kingdom, which is effectively what she's saying. I mean, I think we need to move on from this attitude, because that's not what the Good Friday Agreement says. The Good Friday Agreement says that we will have a united Ireland when the majority of the people of the north of Ireland want one. And that places a huge duty on all of us who really, truly believe in the new Ireland to act as advocates for a new Ireland and to win, if you like, the argument about why it would be better to have a united Ireland than to remain as part of the UK. But, you know, what we can't do is denial. Okay, it is not making me a better Irish person. It doesn't make me a stronger advocate of a new Ireland to say that I deny that the Queen has a constitutional status in this region. That's just denial. And it also runs contrary to the provisions of the agreement. Now, just because I wish, and I do wish, and I will work for as long as I'm in politics to promote this idea for the Queen not to be the head of state in this part of Ireland, it doesn't mean I can deny the fact that under the Good Friday Agreement, under the provisions of democracy and the rejection of violence that we're all meant to work and celebrate, that that is a fact. And what we need to do is move beyond the sort of rhetoric of the 1960s and 70s and the 80s, which delivered us nothing but bloodshed and division and sectarian hatred, and move into a situation where we can be proud in our identity. Absolutely assertive in our identities.
Well, we have moved on, Conal, haven't we? That we're at the point now that even a meeting between Martin McGuinness and the Queen would be considered. That's progress.
Well, look, Martin McGuinness, it shouldn't even be a debate. When Mark Durkin was Deputy First Minister in 2002, you know, in 2002, when things were a lot tougher than they are today, and it was a lot more difficult being Deputy First Minister than it is today, I'd say, with respect. And the Queen came because she'd been 50 years on the throne. He manned up and did what he had to do for the sakes of the New Ireland, to illustrate that he wasn't playing petty politics.
But you're telling Martin McGuinness to man up now?
On this issue, yes. On this issue. Like, he's manned up on plenty of other issues. But on this issue, he needs to get over whatever demons are flying around in, you know, his own head and inside Sinn Féin, and he needs to accept two things. The principle of consent is the principle on which we build a new Ireland. It's a Republican principle. It says that the decision about the future of this island does not lie with politicians, but with the people. There's no more fundamental Republican expression of power than that. And we need to start celebrating that. And if that means we show respect to the Queen of England when she comes to these shores, then we do
okay,
that.
Okay, let's
Alistair MacDonald will be in Enniskillen.
I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much. Conal, thank you. Danny, thank you.
Thank you,
nice to talk to you both.